Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Episode 190 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, almost to 200. We're super excited to get to that episode and bring you guys a special guest. And we're super excited for the rest of this off-season. For now, today, we do our bi-monthly exclusive for the Patreon members. The rest of you will get 15 to 20 minutes. We answer your questions from Twitter. It was pretty entertaining. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 190 of the podcast. I apologize if you hear birds chirping or jets flying over top of me. I'm sitting outside in beautiful Tempe, Arizona. It's probably sunny and 75 outside. You hardly see a cloud in the sky. It's a great time to be alive. And I'm sorry for any of you guys that are stuck in the polar vortex that is the northern part of the United States. That's why I'm smart and you're dumb, because you live there and I don't. Tables have turned. Suck it. Cliver, what do we got, bud?
You never disappoint.
What do you say to people in Texas who try to get away from it and now they've got rolling blackouts because it's so cold there?
They should have moved to the Southwest.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just the North.
They're just like the Middle South. They should have gone a little further west.
Isn't that wild, though? Like, the whole infrastructure is just shutting down.
The fact that Texas is frozen and they don't know what to do and, like, people are just completely shut out, that is wild.
Like, infrastructure completely failing. Like, they have to turn the heat off in their houses because otherwise, I mean, it's not good. It's not good, boys. Kevin, you're on a business trip. I'm not going to disclose your location because who knows? Maybe the Russians will come and kill you, or I don't know.
Yeah, business trip.
Exactly. First question, because we are going to take questions.
I work for the CIA.
Right. There's a job opening for the CIA, or no, the FBI in Des Moines. Keep getting LinkedIn notifications about it. We're going to do questions from Twitter. It looks like there's a couple good ones, a couple funny ones, a couple serious ones. Have not done one in a while. This is actually going to be a Patreon exclusive episode for the full length. So if you are not a Patreon member, you're listening to about 15 to 20 minutes about this. First question of the day is, Kevin, do you have that fang on you?
I wasn't able to bring that fang through airport security, so I do not currently have that thang on me.
Dude, listen, you are actually allowed to ship it as long as you check it. So that's on you for getting caught in Detroit without that thang on you.
I wasn't gonna check any luggage for a day and a half trip, man.
So good to know that Kevin's being sent around the world. Kluver Enterprises, Tyler Kluver LLC, we aren't quite there yet, but we'll get there. Okay, so that's the first question answered. Second of all, I don't know how to bring this up. and I'm not divulging anything deep yet, but I want the Walk-On listeners to know, because they are our family, right? You guys are the Walk-On army. That I'm nervous to say it. I'm fucking nervous to divulge this, and I'm not even saying
today, Junior.
I'm not even saying what it is yet, because I don't know how to go about or why, you know, the details of the situation need to become less fuzzy at this point. But there was some information sent to me, sent to us, the Washed Up Walk-Ons, okay? About the Hush Blackwell report from last summer that were not released when that report was released. Clue, part of the report.
You really just said, fuck the question and answer segment. You went straight into it, huh?
I'm not going any further than this, because I don't know what to do with the information. And that's all I'm leaving it at. There was that whole report. It wasn't all released. It would appear. Okay.
And tell them the reason you're bringing this up, because we literally just did an episode about it, and that's why this got brought to your attention.
Yeah. Man, I haven't been this nervous since we did the fucking episode after the whole thing went down. Let's just say this. The Doyle report, or the report on Iowa football, I guess, specifically Doyle, the main player in that, it was very, very one-sided what was released. And it would appear that if some of the stuff that we were sent, and the source will never be named, and I don't even know if I still have to check on credibility here and what this is, but it looks very credible. It looks like that report wasn't so one-sided after all, both from, there was a lot of interviews / opinions on coach that were withheld that seemed to all be on the side of that there is some good in Chris Doyle. So I don't know where to go with that. And you guys are probably sitting there like, well, what the fuck, Tyler? Tell us what's going on. But this is the kind of thing that I'm pretty sure if I just like tweeted out these pictures of the report that I was sent, it would cause, I mean, the whole fucking can of worms would get opened back up. I don't know.
I'm all for it, dude. Like, let's get my man back into the swing of things, man. You can't just be excommunicated.
And the thing is like, the reason
general managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not just doing that is because, you know, damage is done. It does, you know, the good opinions and the good reviews that Doyle may have gotten, nonetheless, they're not going to save his job at this point. They don't necessarily cancel out any of the negative opinions that others had about him, but it does paint a slightly more clear picture of, oh, this guy isn't the fucking devil. Right. And so That's all I got. I mean, you guys, I'm going to get a lot. I can't believe it. I'm going to get so many fucking DMs. Oh my God.
Enjoy this, dude. You're going to enjoy this.
I mean, just like create a burner account and leak it, I guess. Oh,
I thought about it, dude. I honestly ain't keeping shit back. No, I know. Now if it gets released, it's just going to come from, you know, or I'll just send it to somebody else and have them do it. Like, I can't do it.
Listen, if I still had a Twitter account, I'd do it.
I know you would do it.
I'd wake up one morning in a bad mood and I'd just do it.
Nike, baby. Oh man, guys. I mean, I'm worried that like now someone's going to hear this. This is going to, you know, like Hush Blackwell is going to, cause the whole thing is like, why were these, and this is why there's a little bit of skepticism. They look very legit. Why were they held back, right? Why were these pages redacted from the report? Was there an agenda? I don't know. But my first instinct was, hey, I'm making a burner account and I'm going to tweet these and then I'm going to get like somebody else that has a few followers to retweet them. And then when they retweet it, then I'll finally go and retweet and then it'll. But I didn't do that. But we're not going to release that. Actually, to be quite honest, let's just be honest. I also had the idea between Drake, Kevin, and I mean, the Wash Up Walk-On's text message is just gold. First of all, somehow we ended up talking about starting a cartel operation as well. That is completely separate from this. Wash Up Walk-On's cartel LLC. However, we also thought about, hey, screw it. Let's release it on our Patreon and pay people to come look at it.
Hey, dog, and I'm all for it. Hey, for $6.99, you can come read these reports and make a decision for yourself.
We really didn't consider that. I said it as a joke. It was like, how shitty would it be if we just like paywalled this unreleased part of the report? What assholes are we?
Bro,
I think I just popped a rib
be
out because
business.
Oh my God.
That would be the best business move ever, man. Our marketing would be through the roof off that.
I've had butterflies in my stomach for the entire time we've been recording this episode. So that brings us to, we're going to get to the questions. I mean, this episode's already been fire enough. I'm sure all of you are sitting there on the edge of your seat. That brings us to Drake and I had, you know, Kevin got away with it and probably, you know, look, probably feels better than we do, but Drake and I talked about Doyle and the whole thing for 40 minutes and we did it, but it felt afterwards, like Drake's, we stopped recording that podcast 189 and Drake said, dude, I was sweating this whole podcast. And
definitely was a sweaty little boy that day.
I listened to it and you guys really didn't say anything that crazy.
I know, but you know, Kev, when you talk for 30, 40 minutes and then you get to the end, you're like, shit, did I say, I don't know. Did something come out,
Kevin,
there that was like,
have you known me to say things that I probably shouldn't have said before?
All the time.
So it happens, man. And I didn't know. Yeah, Kluver makes a good point.
Yeah. And so, honestly, a lot of good response. There was really only one person, and I don't follow them, and they are, some would say, maybe the most especially over the last 9 months, maybe the most outcast media member of the Iowa sports community.
Love that.
Yeah, not going to mention the name just because he was the only one that was that like had something to say about it, and it got like four favorites out of like 22,000 followers. So cool. I got a message from a Patreon member that summed it up really well. Weird how an outside perspective can kind of throw a good summation of something. I'm not going to divulge a name either because I didn't ask him if I could or anything, but he said, hey, Kluver, loved your analysis, you and Drake's analysis on the whole Doyle situation on the most recent episode. The whole situation has scarlet lettered him and it's shitty. I obviously don't know him personally, but he helped develop so many of my childhood heroes and his impact on the Iowa program was so widely felt. I feel for you guys because your audience demands that you have to talk about the situation and the current events, but you also have to walk the line of showing support for Coach Doyle while still validating your teammates' experiences. Overall, I just appreciate your guys' transparency and admire the way you have navigated through this shitty time. Keep up the great work. And that makes it sound a whole lot more planned. Drake and I just kind of like, hey, you want to start recording? Like, pop. But that's pretty good.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, man.
Right.
All right, so let's get to the questions.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So now everyone's sitting here like, what on earth are they hiding? First question, how is Tyler's Minecraft world going? Pretty good. Pretty good. Was just playing before we got on here. 30-second rideouts. Could any of you get away from Spencer Lee? Now, I have... Okay. None of us are telling me
I want to say yes.
I want to say yes, too. I understand. There's not a chance that I'm ever even scoring any other kind of point against Spencer Lee. But if he is on top of me, if he starts, I don't even know what that position is when they start.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.